This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are frogs.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Here he comes.
Yep. Oh, rip. He's dead. What up? Yeah. Yeah, this is a real contender for my least favorite entry in this book.
Ooh, there really isn't that much to it, is there?
Yeah. Yeah, they swallow things.
Yep.
Keep in mind, there's a guy who likes that, but...
And boy oh boy, do they go into a lot of detail describing the exact mechanics of being like sucked in by a tongue.
Yeah, it's like a smoker. Left for dead.
Yeah. So there's something, I think it was during the Ettercap, I didn't really bring it up because the conversation took us elsewhere, but I really dislike whenever net mechanics become involved in an entry.
Like net mechanics, like catching something in a net?
Yes. Because yeah. You know that you're always in for at least three paragraphs of, if it's a net of X and Y size, then you have to roll X and Y's, you know, get a things. This sure. Feels like a different kind of like kin to that. And I think that like for like just the way that my mind processes information, I don't want that to be in paragraph form. Just like, here's the procedure for if you get sucked in by a frog tongue, and then just give me a bullet pointed list. Bullet pointed list, super awless.
Yeah, I mean, and D&D has never done a good job of doing like combat maneuvers.
Right.
You know, if you want to do something other than attack somebody or cast a spell or do a thief skill, like they've never found a good rule set for that.
No.
And that's something that games in general have struggled with. And the most successful ones just make it no different than doing anything else.
Right.
Or just, you just roll an attack and it's like, oh, you grappling this guy and pinning him to the ground is the same thing as an attack.
Mm-hmm. And in my limited experience of doing any real tabletop kind of stuff, like any of those more interesting kind of things have kind of been handled by DM discretion. Like yeah. Very few tables or paragraphs have been, you know, have been referenced, right? Just kind yeah. of like, okay, well, I'm just going to decide that this is what it's going to be because, you know, I kind of have a feeling for what this needs to be. So let's just maximize the drama and make this as fun as possible.
Wargaming roots.
Yeah.
You know, rear their ugly head again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And frogs in real life, I'm cool with.
Oh, frogs are great. I love frogs.
Yeah. I got no problem with frogs. Like, I don't think they're that pleasant to like actually touch. Like when I've had pet ones or had access to them mm-hmm. or whatever. You know, I don't actually think that they're like, I don't want to deal with one. I just want to look at it.
Oh yeah.
You know, like, or look at pictures.
when I was little, my grandparents, had a, like a plot at an RV park kind of thing. Just like,
you're going to say at a graveyard. It's just oh, cool. You're changing the subject that drastically. I'm sorry, buddy.
No, things are looking real bad, Gary. Yeah,
I'm sorry, buddy.
No, it's all right. It's not great. It's not great, but it's okay. But they had like an RV set up with this gigantic deck, and I would love going there and like waking up early in the morning, going to the deck and playing Super Mario Brothers or Super Mario Land 2 on my mm-hmm. Game Boy while listening to the frogs and like watching them jump from the shore into the lake. Like yeah. that was my absolute favorite thing, was to like go chase them down. Like I think frogs, I mean, you know, frogs gave us Pokemon, Gary.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, among other, you know, among other bugs and stuff.
Yeah.
The, but like just that plunk you hear when you're like in a nearest pond.
Yeah.
Where frogs are about, you know, just every once in a while, you just hear like somebody like toss a cinder block into the water.
Yep. Yeah. And does frogs seem like preternaturally chill in a way that this kind of like, okay, well, they're going to be twice the size as a human and incredibly aggressive doesn't actually work for me.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, they just seem chill, but they're not.
Oh, true.
The, they're
not chill if you're smaller than them.
They're nature's rabbits. Like, yeah. They're just like, they're little, you know, little scaredy pants. The, I had, back in my youth, way back in the day. So I was probably like five or something, up in Michigan, with my grandparents on my dad's side, who I, you know, are obviously I'm estranged from.
No.
But the, I used to have, there's like kind of a, and people would know it if they, a lot of people I think were listening would know it if they saw it. There was like a Fisher Price castle. That was a common toy.
Yeah.
I don't know if you had one of those. They had like the tower. There was a trap door.
Yeah.
At the top of a tower.
A cousin who had one of those, and I loved setting up the trap door.
Yeah. Yeah. Super cool trap door. Went down to the bottom where there's like a little jail cell kind of thing. And I had like caught a frog. And like I was playing with it, you know.
Oh,
like,
did he get trapped in the chute?
I put him in the chute.
Okay.
As a kid, like I trapped him in the chute and then like left him to go do something. You know, this doesn't have a super sad ending or anything.
Okay.
Left him to go do something. And then he left. And I could not in a million years understand the idea of this frog, like, lifting up this gate to get out. And I was like, of course the frog could just, like, squeeze out, like, it's a frog.
Yeah.
But if in my mind's eye, it is still one of the weirdest images that I had as a kid. Like, I imagine, like, a frog, like, putting its frog arms under this little plastic gate.
Yeah.
Lifting it like a garage door, and then, like, kind of scooting his lower body out and then lowering the door, like, gently behind him, which is 100% not what happened. But that was right. the only thing I could think of.
Dipped his little stubby snoot down and then just kind of, like, wedged his way under.
Yeah. Pushed his way. I'm like, what a fucking asshole. Don't put me in a dungeon. Like, what I do.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.